USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump announced a restructuring of the national strategic stockpile, which lacked sufficient critical supplies to combat the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump blames the Obama administration for the shortfall. The Trump administration's goal was to expand the stockpile so it has enough supplies for more than 90 days rather than just a few weeks. He said, under the previous administration, the stockpile was depleted and never refilled. My administration is taking action to modernize the stockpile during this crisis. The president took the time to thank the frontline workers.
In the days ahead, America will endure the peak of this terrible pandemic. Our warriors in this life and death battle are the incredible doctors and nurses and healthcare workers on the front line of the fight. We pledge to them our eternal gratitude and everlasting support. They make all of us very proud.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The White House is requiring everyone who enters the West Wing to wear a mask or face covering after coronavirus scares near President Donald Trump, spotlighting the challenge Trump faces in instilling confidence in a nation reeling from the pandemic. The directive comes after two known cases of COVID-19 among staffers in one of the most protected complexes in America sent three of the nation's top medical experts into quarantine and Vice President Mike Pence into self-isolation. A top world health official is warning that countries are essentially driving blind in reopening their economies without setting up strong contact tracing to beat back the flare-up of coronavirus. Dr. Michael Ryan, the World Health Organization's emergency chief, says that robust contact tracing measures adopted by Germany and South Korea provide hope that those countries can detect and stop virus clusters before they get out of control. His warning comes as France and Belgium emerge from lockdowns and the Netherlands started to send children back to school. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Supreme Court seems divided over how broadly religious institutions, including schools, hospitals, and social service centers, should be shielded from job discrimination lawsuits by employees. The court heard arguments by telephone with the audio available live for a second week because of the pandemic. The court has 2 days left of scheduled telephone arguments as the High Court heard a case stemming from a unanimous 2012 Supreme Court decision in which the justices said the Constitution prevents ministers from suing their churches for employment discrimination. The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing, the nonprofit that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week by the middle of March. On the one-year anniversary of my heart transplant, I'm John Hunt.